Jared Beese is with South Dakota's Best River Races. He joins us now to talk about paddling the waters of the state. Jared, welcome back to In the Moment.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm so glad to be back. What a beautiful day for paddling we have here on May 1st.
Right. So
define
a beautiful day for paddling then.
Well, I guess, you know, if anyone were out today, I would hope that they would be in a dry suit, at least a wetsuit, or maybe just make today a good day to kind of check all your gear over and make sure it's working nicely. But the conditions are about to change. Spring is here, and we've got some 60s in the forecast later in the week. And we also have one of our first events of the week coming up on Saturday. And so, to heck with the snow, it's paddling season.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that event in just a minute. But I'm wondering if the kind of winter that South Dakota has affects, what's the impact that on paddlers then in the spring?
Well, actually, the Missouri River, which is one of the mainstays for paddlers across the state, is it's quite high. It's, I would say, healthy and running strongly. And so I think we're in great shape for a really good year. We've had a number of reports. Some people have done some multi-day trips between Yankton and Ponca State Park, and all the conditions seem to be doing great, and so we're not facing drought. We're not expecting flooding, and fingers crossed that will be a very safe and productive paddling season for everyone.
So how do you prepare for that season then? You mentioned checking your gear. If you were a fairly experienced paddler, what are you doing right now?
Well, there's a number of people in the southeastern part of the state that we do have a Facebook group that is called Just Paddle Faster, and people get out and do basically a 5K using their GPS to kind of track how fast they're going. I think a lot of people too have been kind of scheduling their weekends and either getting signed up for events or taking a look at places they might want to get out and explore, whether that be somewhat farther away like the Boundary Waters or the waters of Minnesota or right here in the state, doing multi-day or multi-hour trips on the Missouri River. So I think a lot of people are maybe just trying to stay in shape, make sure the boats and the paddles are all in good shape as winter comes to a close, and probably champing at the bit a little bit to get out there and get some miles in. But when water temps are as low as they've been, and they're still in the 50s on the river, it is safety is priority, and that cold water shock can be fatal, and hypothermia can set in 10 or 15 minutes. So I, amongst my crew, a lot of people that I've talked to, been doing either shorter routes or routes getting out on days when the air temperature is in the 60s, or a few days we had 70s. So I think there has been there will be that bums rush of people getting out on the water here in the next couple of weeks.
And tell me about the Saturday event. What's coming up?
On Saturday, it's actually kind of a nice marriage of a pair of events of people who are ready to get aggressive and log those first times here in South Dakota with an organized event. We have the third annual Dam and Back. It's a 10-mile race. It starts at Riverside Park in Yankton, and participants will paddle upriver against the current towards the Gavin's Point Dam. They'll reach the turnaround point there, and we have a special little token they have to pick up to basically show that they've reached that point, and then they'll come rushing back with the current helping them to return to the starting line, which is also the finish. And in the past, we had about 18 people the first year. Last year, we had about 12. So I think we're somewhere in that 15 to 25 people signed up for that event Saturday. And it's nice because that's in the afternoon, and Saturday morning this weekend is the National Park Service is hosting its Yankton River Cleanup. So for people who maybe aren't ready to jump in and get paddling in the dam and back that afternoon, they can come out Saturday morning and chip in with the cleanup efforts with the National Park Service and other groups. That'll be taking place in Yankton as well.
Jared, how do you know that you're ready for an event like Dam and Back? How do you know that that you're going to make that and have a good time at it?
Well, I think it's a great mix. Most of the events, I would say all of the events in South Dakota that we host, You know, we build them in such a way that it's not just for someone who's elite and has a GPS and a surf ski and wants to see how fast they can go. The thing we build all our events on is safety. So in this case, if someone came out and they were like, I don't know if I can paddle 5 miles against the current, they certainly know they're not going to beat the rest of the people in it, and they don't really care one way or the other on that. The nice thing about it is, you know, if you reach the bridge or you get close to the chapel at Mount Marty College and you've had enough, you're getting tired, you hit the wall, all you have to do is just stop paddling. The current will turn you around and you can just come back to the finish line. So we'll have our allies from the Yankton County Search and Rescue out there as well. So it may be a case where you might not be in it to win, but you might be ready to paddle, and you can do so in a safe environment, meet some other people, maybe some who will be aggressively shooting to set a record or get first place in the event. But it's just a great opportunity. I would say people are ready if they know the basic safety and they're you know, willing to jump in and take part in our event and have a little fun with us.
An opportunity to sort of get some tips on how to paddle better. Do you think that's a you know, community of paddlers? Is that part of what you offer to each other?
I think that, you know, there maybe isn't the formal education where one person is maybe, you know, coaching up the person next to them. But especially in our longer events, like later in May, you know, there is that camaraderie as people are gathering to get ready, where it might be an exchange of ideas on what kind of paddle, what kind of life jacket, what kind of craft the person puts into the water. And, you know, I've seen it myself since we started organized competitive events in South Dakota back in 2010. People who were coming, you know, on a plastic boat, maybe used it to go fishing or just to kind of have a little fun, explore a little bit on some lakes, who, you know, just a few years down the road, you know, have surf skis and wing style paddles, and, you know, kind of have made the plunge to go from a recreational paddler to someone who's looking to see how fast they can go and how many miles they can cover. So it is a natural evolution. There's never any pressure. You know, I guess the rabbits never really say you need to get a better boat right. And a better paddle and, you know, like increase your game. It's more, you know, everyone is welcome. And, you know, sometimes you see that evolution occur. Sometimes you see people come back year after year with the boat that fits them best, you know, maybe shorter and more comfortable and not as fast. So we welcome them all.
How has paddling sort of changed how you view your state of South Dakota?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the treasure that is the Missouri River that gives us that West River, East River, dichotomy. Also is a unifying because it is the longest river in North America. It's one of the little tropes I like to use is if you lived in Colorado, you'd probably do a little skiing now and again because you're so close to the mountains, or at least go closer to the mountains to get some photos. And it's the same sort of resource that we have in our backyards, this beautiful, long, amazing river. And the stretches here near Yankton and Pickstown are some of the most unique and wild water in all of North America. So I think, you know, kind of reflecting on that resource and kind of looking at it as a treasure, identifying it as maybe outside of the Black Hills, one of the most, you know, unique and amazing pieces of terrain in South Dakota, gives it a special reverence in my perspective. And that is kind of what leads me to want to, I guess, proselytize or be evangelical about the river and the events we host here. And those events are like a, I guess, a tent revival on the outside of town, you know, that you can share that enthusiasm and hopefully it spreads and one person will tell a few friends and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so. Well said. Well, come back throughout the season and give us updates. But any last thoughts on Saturday's events, how people can get involved, find out more, register?
You can just Google search Dam and Back or Fort Field 50 or the South Dakota Kayak Challenge. That's a big event that we have coming up at the end of the month. Last year I had 180 people. I have more than 100 already signed up for that. That's Memorial Day weekend. People who maybe look at 72 miles or any of the lengths of these and think that's too much, you can still find out about the South Dakota Canoe and Kayak Association and have an opportunity to take part in those events or volunteer at some of the competitive events. Just look for South Dakota Canoe and Kayak Association, South Dakota Kayak Challenge, and we'll be happy to answer your questions or get you out on the water.
Jared Beese is with South Dakota's Best River Races. Jared, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Have a great day.